My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi friends, welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, and it's just me and my pumpkin spiced iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts today. I am not afraid to admit I like the white girl drinks. That'll be getting me through today, so let's start off hot. I messed up in the main episode of the podcast last week. I said that I thought Phone Booth was a Roger Corman movie. It was definitely not a Roger Corman movie. I honestly have no idea why I thought it was. I could come up with a million excuses about why I thought it was, but the most likely excuse is I simply was mistaken. So I am humble enough to admit my mistakes, and this was one of them. So enjoy. You can make fun of me if you want. That's fine. There you have it, though. Big mistake. Like I said, I'll always come on here and take the egg on my face whenever someone points out I was wrong. That's fine. I'm used to being wrong. Like I said in the beginning, I'm no expert. I'm just a fan. Since the last podcast, though, I have been absolutely addicted to action movies. I've been watching them constantly, specifically the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. And it got me to thinking. And this is probably going to be a hot take, so I hope you have some water to cool down afterwards. I think that Jean-Claude Van Damme was probably a better fighter than Bruce Lee. Now, this isn't a knock on Bruce Lee in any way. I love Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee's impact and influence are undeniable. And I'm not necessarily saying that Jean-Claude Van Damme was a better martial artist, but I feel like there's a real good chance that if they had a fight, Jean-Claude Van Damme would win. I don't want to go too far into the nuances of Jeet Kune Do, but I think it's more of a philosophy than an actual fighting style. A big part of Jeet Kune Do is taking what works and using it no matter where it came from. Like, it's the anti-purist form of martial arts. And I think that's why people say Bruce Lee's the grandfather of mixed martial arts. I think that's pretty fair, even though he never fought in mixed martial arts. That doesn't seem like a crazy thing to say, because his whole philosophy was piecing other styles together to create the most effective and efficient fighting style, which makes sense. And that's basically what MMA is doing now. But Bruce Lee died before he was extremely well-versed in grappling, which he started to pick up from Jean LaBelle. Jean LaBelle was a grappler and a stuntman, and Bruce Lee was reportedly beaten up by Jean LaBelle. Not really beaten up, but he was bested by Jean LaBelle on set. LaBelle just grappled him around and took him... There's varying accounts of it. Some people say he just picked him up and ran around with him. Some people say he took him down. But regardless, I think everybody agrees that has knowledge of the scuffle that Jean LaBelle bested Bruce Lee. And that's fine, because Jean LaBelle was extremely accomplished. So Bruce Lee had a fight with someone in Hollywood, and Jean-Claude Van Damme tried to have a fight with someone in Hollywood. But the superstar that Jean-Claude Van Damme challenged to a fight was Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal is a high-level Aikido practitioner, which some people say isn't an effective martial art. It's more art than martial. and it was at Sylvester Stallone's house, and Stallone's on record saying that Seagal backed down from Jean-Claude Van Damme. And Seagal talked a lot of shit about Jean-Claude Van Damme, too. They had kind of a rivalry going on. Like, I think what people thought Stallone and Schwarzenegger had going on, Seagal and Van Damme really had going on. But like I said, Bruce Lee wasn't terribly versed in grappling. He was starting to incorporate it, but he died too fast, I think, to really become that great grappler that would have given him an advantage over Jean-Claude Van Damme. For his part, Van Damme fought. Like, he actually fought. There's no real accounts outside of hearsay about Bruce Lee fighting anyone for real. But Jean-Claude Van Damme has an extensive record in karate and kickboxing fights. He's a black belt. He's a black belt in Shotokan karate. And karate practitioners have had success in MMA. Lyoto Machida is a high-level fighter in the same style of karate that Van Damme is a black belt in. So it's not some woo-woo form of martial arts like you see in movies or that relies on chi or energy or anything like that. It's an actual legitimate fighting style, and Jean-Claude Van Damme had a ton of experience fighting in it, training in it, in addition to his kickboxing, which he has, I think he had like 15 fights in kickboxing, and he only lost one of them. So Jean-Claude Van Damme has fought people before. He's not just some guy that showed up on a movie set one day. He has some experience fighting. So, yeah, I think if they were to fight, and it's not, like I said, it's not a knock on Bruce Lee, because Bruce Lee, there's no blood sport without Bruce Lee. There might not even be a Jean-Claude Van Damme without Bruce Lee. So it's not a knock on him. His influence, his philosophy, everything about Bruce Lee is legendary. But Jean-Claude Van Damme's the man, and there's a real good probability that he would have beat up Bruce Lee. Lee wasn't the bumbling fool that Quentin Tarantino kind of made him out to be in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I know people are still a little annoyed about that and on edge. That's why I'm making it clear. I don't think Bruce Lee was a fake or anything like that, which could be how this comes off. Outside of Bruce Lee and Jean-Claude Van Damme, maybe Steven Seagal's in the mix, but I don't think Seagal was ever as highly renowned as Jean-Claude Van Damme was. The only other martial artist movie star that really captured America like those two guys would probably be Jackie Chan, who I don't think was a fighter anyway. He was well versed in martial arts and everything like that, but I don't think Jackie Chan was a fighter as much as he was a practitioner and then a stuntman and movie star. So those are like the only three. Maybe Chuck Norris, but people don't really know Chuck Norris for anything outside of like maybe like Delta Force and Walker Texas Ranger. But he's not as popular as he is for just being kind of a meme. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I've been addicted to these freaking action movies. And I'll give you my top five. I'll give you my top five Van Damme movies. I didn't watch all these this week, but I watched some of them this week. But you should check out every single one of them. There's Double Impact, which is great because it's two times the Van Damme, because he plays his twin brother, too. So it's one of those movies where it's shot all goofy because they have to have Van Damme in both shots a lot of times. But it's awesome. Lionheart, everybody's seen it. Street Fighter. I'm not saying these are the best movies, but these are my favorite movies of Van Damme's. So I went 5-4-3 Street Fighter, which just kills me because he plays Guile, who's like the all-American hero. He has the American flag tattooed on his arm. He's just ultra American. And it's like Jean-Claude Van Damme didn't even attempt to be American in this movie. You're like, you know, how fucking dare you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? How dare you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? pretend to be American and not even try to be American. Get real. But it works. And I used to pretend. There were multiple points in my life where I pretended to be Jean-Claude Van Damme's characters from movies. Street Fighter was one of them, and Kickboxer was the other one. So Kickboxer would be my number two Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, because somebody always had to be him, and somebody always had to be Tom Poe. And we played Kickboxer every day. I mean, every day. We'd kick the shit out of each other. I made it to purple belt in Taekwondo because of Jean-Claude Van Damme. I wanted to be Jean-Claude Van Damme so freaking bad that I made it to purple belt in Taekwondo. And I probably would have made it farther, but the school closed and moved too far away. So I couldn't become Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just became Chubby Rich. Chubby Rich, that's me now. But my dream was to be Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it's because of Kickboxer and the number one movie in particular, Bloodsport, which I said, like I said, probably wouldn't even be a movie without Bruce Lee. Because it's basically, most of these tournament fighter movies are just Enter the Dragon. Every single one of them. This, Mortal Kombat, just everything is standing on the shoulders of Bruce Lee. And that'll bring me to my recommendation for the week. Like I said, nothing but action movies for this guy. So I watched Guns Akimbo starring Daniel Radcliffe. I didn't know what to expect. It is like a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes, which more or less tells you nothing. Some of my friends didn't like it, but I loved it. It was so good. It reminded me a little bit of Scott Pilgrim with how it was shot, but it's great. The storyline is a little out there, so you just got to buy into it. And if you buy into it, I'm pretty sure you'll love this movie. You know who loved this movie? Like, not just liked it, loved it. Was sitting, well, laying next to me in bed, belly laughing constantly throughout this whole entire movie. Carolyn. She thought this movie was just great. It's over-the-top violence, so it's really not in her wheelhouse. But the dialogue is so good. Everything is so funny. All the humor is so freaking good that she overcame the blood and guts and gore and violence and loved this movie. And I really have to give a shout out to the New Zealand Film Commission, who helps fund movies. I don't think in America you could get away with it, because people are so, for how open our society is in America, people are so puritanical and prudish that a government organization helping film a movie like Guns Akimbo would not go over well. People would shit in their pants. And it's not the first movie they've done like that. I've watched in the past month, 2 months maybe, two movies that they funded. One of them was this, and the other was Deathgasm, which is another over-the-top, bloody mess. It's a horror comedy, and it's so good. So watch that too. But shout out to the New Zealand, man. They really have it. They're not scared. They're not scared to make some controversial shit with taxpayer money. In America, no, that doesn't fly. We like all of our movies produced by big studios, and they should be as antiseptic and formulaic as possible. Possibly some crappy remake or story that's just been beaten into the ground over and over. We like our movies in America to be movies that you could watch without the sound on and still know what's going on. So keep it up, New Zealand. I wouldn't mind moving to New Zealand. But speaking of remakes or reboots or whatever the fuck, this week's movie is one of those. I'm a little worried. This is the first time I'm super worried about the movie that I picked, because I was a little worried with Midsommar because people either loved it or hated it, and you never know which side you're going to fall on. But at least I had a general sense of like what the story was. It would be like the cult and everything like that. So I figured there was an outside chance I was going to like the movie anyway, because one of my favorite horror movies is Wicker Man, and I kind of got that vibe from the previews and everything in the trailer that I watched. So I had a feeling I'd probably like it. What I was worried about was the length and how a lot of people just said it's boring. But again, I felt like there was a greater chance I would like it than I wouldn't like it. All the other movies I picked, I've seen, so I knew how I felt about them. But this one I haven't seen, and this one hits a lot of those spots that annoy me about movies in general now. I'm not against the remake, necessarily. I think they can be good if done right. I feel like the Candyman reboot coming up here is going to be pretty good. But this one, I don't know, man. It just... I don't know if I'm going to like it. And I don't know how this is going to... I don't like being mean about the movies on the podcast. Especially if Carolyn doesn't like it. Because I don't want to turn the podcast into this negative space where we just shit on things all the time. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm a positive person. I have a positive mental attitude. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it up for this movie. It's Child's Play. Not the original Child's Play. Not the good one. The new one. The remake.
At Caslon, we believe that happiness is about more than entertainment. It's about being known, understood, loved. Introducing your new best friend.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
So we got high-tech Chucky. I don't know, man. I kind of have an idea for a remake of a movie that I've been like, that I've been writing a little bit. Nobody will ever read it because who am I? But it kind of gives me pause because this doesn't look great. But I'll go into it with an open mind. And the movie I want to see remade would also have like a modern technology-based overtone to it. So I'll go into this with an open mind, but my God, I don't know, man. Hopefully it's good, but I would really rather just watch some Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. Can somebody put Jean-Claude Van Damme in a horror movie, please? All right, well, that's going to do it. I hope everyone's well. And we'll see you next week with Child's Play, the new one, the I don't know one. Bye.